Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the 2015 New York International Auto Show. My name is Bob Long, joined by a gentleman who's been with us many times before. He is the Executive Chief Engineer for Cadillac, David Leone. Dave, welcome back to Auto World. How you doing?
I'm doing well, Bob. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for being here. And New York, by the way, is the new home of Cadillac. Tell our listeners all about that.
It is. The Cadillac headquarters with their marketing, communications, and advertising staffs will be moving to 330 South Hudson in Soho, and that'll be a little bit later, third quarter this year, but we're excited to be bringing the president and his staff to New York. We have a little over 100 people here that will be resident, and it's a chance to bring our marketing team here to the kind of the international mecca of marketing and expertise in the global luxury space.
And speaking of global luxury space, the big news here in New York is a brand new vehicle. It's the CT6. We've heard about it coming for quite some time. Tell us all about the special reveal that just happened.
Yeah, last night we had the reveal for a private group of about 500 of our closest friends in the dry dock shipbuilding area of Soho in Brooklyn, and we revealed the car there, and it was quite extensive, and everybody seemed to enjoy it. We had a great time, but we got a chance to show the world what the new CT6 is, and this is a full-size luxury vehicle that comes in at about 8 inches longer wheelbase than the CTS that we have out there right now. It's sized between a BMW 5 and 7 series in terms of size. So it's got the interior spaciousness of a 7 Series, but it's actually lighter in mass than the CTS and the 5 Series. The CTS is the lightest in its segment, and this is even lighter than that. And so it brings driving dynamics and fun-to-drive character to the full-size luxury space with refinement, sophistication, and technology that enables all of that.
Let's talk about the power plant. What's under the hood of the CT6?
There are three power plants under the hood of the CT6. It starts with a 2-liter turbo rear-wheel drive variant at 265 horsepower, and then we bump up to the all-new 3.6-liter naturally aspirated engine coming in at 335 horsepower, mated to an all-wheel drive transmission, 8-speed. All cars have the 8-speed transmission, by the way, GM's new 8-speed. And then we have a 3-liter twin-turbo V6 that comes in at 400 horsepower, 400 pound-feet of torque, and it's all-wheel drive. Now, with this new engine, it is the first application of twin-turbo, direct injection, active fuel management, which means it runs on either 4-cylinder or 6-cylinder based on demand, and automatic stop-start. So when you pull up to a traffic light, the engine shuts off to save fuel. And it's the driver's choice whether he wants that feature or not turned on. But it is executed flawlessly, and it really operates well, and is a chance to bring some more fuel efficiency to a high-performance luxury vehicle.
Let's talk about some of the other cool technology that's part of CT6. What other goodies have you got in store for us?
There's a whole host of features that this car has. From the advanced safety features up front, it has pedestrian protection, collision mitigation, and so it actually looks for pedestrians, all right, and if you are not applying your foot to the brake, if there's a pedestrian walking out in front of you in downtown traffic, it'll automatically stop and keep you from colliding with that pedestrian. It has night vision camera. So it looks out with infrared cameras, and it picks up warm sources from bodies and animals, etc., and brings that up on the heads-up display that's on your windshield. It has quad zone HVAC control, so you can set the temperature differently based on which seating position you are in the car. And not only the temperature, but the air distribution can be different in all four locations of the car. It has rear seat entertainment with displays that are on the back of the front seat backs that integrate very nicely into the seat backs and pop up out of the back of the seat backs. And so each of the folks in the back seat can bring their own personal device to the vehicle and either watch a movie or listen to their music all individually. It has our adjusting rear seats so that the rear seat cushions adjust fore or aft. It has massaging seats at all four locations with five different massage modes to eliminate any driver fatigue. It has heated and cooled seats. It has what we call a full display dynamic rear view mirror. So you could have 3 6-foot-5 guys in the back seat that would normally block your rear vision out the rear view mirror. But with the camera technology we have, when you look in your mirror, it looks as if not only is there nobody sitting back there, but there are no C pillars, no body panels back there either. And it's a full view, a very wide angle view of what's behind you. We have 360 camera. You consider it like a flight recorder that when you're pulling up to a space to park, you can see around the vehicle in all 360 degrees. And in the event that someone tries to intrude or break into your car, it will basically, it's taking pictures of what's around it, the surrounding environment. And so you will be able to see what your perpetrator looked like, whether they tried to enter from the driver's door or the rear passenger door. It's also on driving down the road. And so if you were to get into a collision, it has the ability to perform the flight recorder function and tell you which direction did this oncoming car come in from, and provide you that kind of information as well. Just a whole host of technologies that make the CT6 a new technology flagship for General Motors, for Cadillac, and it brings indulgence to the luxury space in Cadillac fashion.
Wow, that is a staggering amount of technology. Very, very cool, Dave. When will we actually see the production variant of the CT6? How far out is it?
The car will be available in dealerships late this year, December timeframe. They'll be in the Cadillac dealerships.
That's great news. Other great news that we should touch on is the V-Series in the ATS, the ATS V Coupe and Sedan. I understand that's rolled out to some great reviews and lots of happy new owners.
Yeah, actually, we just showed it to the media for the first time behind the wheel this past week in Austin, Texas, at the Circuit of America's racetrack, and gave them the first chance to get exposed to our 464 horsepower ATS-V that'll come in coupe and sedan form with either a 6-speed manual or an 8-speed automatic. And I had the opportunity this past weekend to drive the vehicle down on the Grand Prix circuit in St. Petersburg as well. And the car handles like it's on rails. It just it has sophistication, it's got power, and it's got grip like we've never had before. This car is a 0 to 60 in 3.8 seconds.
Wow.
It's 189 miles an hour, and it has a maximum lateral acceleration of 1.01 G's. So it's over 1 G maximum lateral acceleration. And so we've never produced a car before that had that level of capability.
Well, you're surprising me with some of these numbers. That's really significant, to say the least. When will we see the ATS-V available for purchase?
Yeah, it'll be in the dealerships this summer. Late June, we expect to have them in dealerships.
Nothing but big news and wonderful news from Cadillac, the unveiling of the CT6 as well as details of the ATS-V available both in coupe and sedan. Dave Leone is the executive chief engineer for Cadillac. You're doing a tremendous job. Keep up the that wonderful work, and we look forward to getting you back on the show for further updates.
All right. Thank you, Bob. It's always a pleasure to meet with you and share with you what's new at Cadillac, and have a great day.
Thank you so much, Dave. We'll take a time out. This is Bob Long in...
A little right, a little left, but always independent-minded. The Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
Congratulations. You now own the car of your dreams. Who will you trust, though, to bring your new baby home? Reliable Carriers, the country's largest enclosed auto transport company, will load, ship, and deliver your car anywhere in North America. Your car will be handled with care by our unparalleled staff of professionals. GPS tracking, the nation's largest fleet, 24-hour service, and $5 million of insurance on every load means you can relax knowing your car is in excellent hands. From collector and classic cars to daily drivers, Reliable is the name to trust to get your where it needs to go, safely and on time. Visit ReliableCarriers.com to learn more and request a quote. Reliable Carriers. Vehicles taken seriously.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. This is John Huebner, and that was me in 2007. And we all know what happened when the subprime credit bubble burst. By March 2009, the dollar lost 50% of its value. The entire U.S. banking system was on the verge of collapsing. Like all financial problems of the past, is history about to repeat itself? Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129, before it's too late to protect yourself. Will the oncoming catastrophe take all private IRAs, 401ks with it? There is a way to protect your hard-earned assets. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237. 6-2-2-3-7, extension 129.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
Broadcasting from the middle of Corvette Boulevard and Stingray Avenue, this is Auto World with your host, Bob Long.
Just a
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you so much for being here. We are bringing you a special broadcast of the recently concluded press days of the New York International Auto Show. We're at the Javits Center, and we're checking in with all kinds of cool people with all kinds of great stories to tell. And to tell us all about the Chevrolet Spark, we are very pleased indeed to welcome Chris Wynn, who is the lead development engineer on the vehicle. Chris, thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
Doing good, Bob. It's a pleasure to join you, and I'm enjoying the time here.
Wonderful. New York, the show has a little bit different feel than, let's say, Los Angeles or Detroit or Chicago. They all have very individual feels, but the show this year seems to have a lot of energy.
No, it really does. A lot of unique product. I think there's maybe more reveals here than even in, for example, Detroit this year, which is unusual. There's a lot going on.
There certainly is. Let's talk about the Chevrolet Spark. Chevrolet has got quite an amazing portfolio of vehicles for 2015 and beyond. You guys have got some great stuff in the pipeline, but let's talk about this Spark. It's getting an awful lot of attention. Tell our listeners a little bit about some of the goals that you had for the program for this very important vehicle.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things is we clearly wanted to build on the success we've had with the previous vehicle. We're top in the segment right now, the A segment in the United States, and that's something we're very proud of. But we really wanted to improve the vehicle, and we did in all aspects. So it's faster, accelerates 0 to 60 about a second faster, yet it also gets better fuel economy. We're projected to get a 40 mile per gallon label, which is one better highway than we had before. It's going to be quieter, better acoustically, less road noise, less engine noise, handle better, and ride a little plusher. I mean, we think we've improved it across the board. I'm really excited to have you guys get a chance to drive it.
Can't wait to get behind the wheel. Let's talk about some of the goals that you set for the vehicle. Like you said, I mean, a lot of those things, when you say them, they sound easy, but in execution, there's an awful lot of work that goes into it. Let's talk about in the area of fuel economy. What were some of the ways that you improved the fuel economy in this all-new Spark versus the previous generation?
Yes. So one of the basic ones is improved aerodynamics. So vehicle's about an inch and a half lower than the current vehicle, and that it's a little more sloped front windshield and A-pillar area, and so it's smoother airflow, so that helped a fair bit. A little lower, new tires, lower rolling resistance tires, and we have a new engine, and counterintuitively, the new engine is larger displacement. It's a 1.4 liter inline four small gas engine, but we can run it at lower RPMs, and so we get a more efficiency out of the engine as well. So it's a combination of those things, really, that are letting us improve our highway label and other fuel economy.
In an A segment vehicle, which has a rather small footprint compared to a B segment or a C segment, is there more of a challenge in the areas of noise, vibration, and harshness and getting those attributes taken care of?
Yeah, there really is for several reasons. So first of all, a smaller vehicle, so the noise sources are closer to you. The engine is closer to your ear. The road and wheels are closer to your ear, so you have less distance. And then on top of that, typically it's a lower cost point, so we don't have usually as many choices on advanced materials if they drive up cost or other technologies. So kind of doubly challenged to have a vehicle, but I think we really pulled off a winner here.
Let's talk a little bit about the chassis. Very important, no question about it. People today seem to really enjoy athletic, sporty vehicles, but you have to also balance that with a good ride if you're using your vehicle on a daily commute. And it's a fine line to walk sometimes. Tell us about some of the improvements and enhancements in the area of chassis for the all-new Spark.
Okay, so there isn't really a change in componentry per se. Same basic components, but a different philosophy, and we did go with a little plusher ride, try to have a, it makes it seem like you're in a much bigger vehicle, so we have a little good roll control, yet a plusher feeling ride, and then the steering efforts, we kind of tighten those up more, so a little higher effort, all of which ends up giving a lot better highway control, steering control, so you have a feeling when you get out of the vehicle that you've been in a much bigger one, very, very stable on road. Chassis controls, braking has gotten better and faster, so you have better control in snow and low traction surfaces. So those are a couple of the big ones.
Absolutely. When you look at the overall vehicle, how long was the development process on this all-new generation? How long of a ramp-up did you have to get it ready?
Yeah, so we're pretty close to 3.5 years total time from when we're working on these to start. As far as having vehicle time, you know, we've had vehicles for the last year and a half, so we've had time once we've had our first vehicles to kind of fine-tune that and make sure we had it right, because as we said before, the options are small as far as budget in some cases to have it be affordable, use proven technologies, and make sure we're getting the right things in the vehicle and just pulled it off just barely in time.
Tell us about the powertrain on the Spark. Is it different from the previous generation?
Yes, it is. So it's, first of all, it's a new engine. It's our new small gas engine family, which it gives us a lot of things. So first of all, it gives us about 16% more power. Horsepower is increased to 98 horsepower. And the previous one was a 1.2, or technically 1.249 liter engine. We've bumped it all the way up to a giant 1.4 liter. So it's a 1.4 liter inline four powertrain now, naturally aspirated engine. And like I said, it's giving us enough power now that we could gear it a lot better for, improved on both ends of the spectrum.
Certainly the A segment is very much growing in popularity here in North America. For years it's been so popular in Europe. Is the Spark also being sold in other parts of the world?
Yes, it really is. Bob, it's sold in over 40 countries right now, which is amazing. And we've sold over 1 million of this vehicle in total across the world since 2010. But coming here to North America, it's a newer entry, right? As you said, we're not as used to it, and we don't have as much exposure. But we're now the number one A-segment vehicle in the United States. And we don't even advertise. There isn't much traditional print advertising for this vehicle. It's selling on its merit. Sold just under 40,000 here. But yeah, the vehicle is available widely. In those other countries, there's a lot of customization done for it. And so, for example, the Opel Karl that was just introduced, that's a three-cylinder, one-liter engine with some other different content. So we have great differentiation of the same global family.
Terrific. Well, it sounds like you've done a wonderful job on this all-new Spark. When will folks be able to actually go into their local Chevrolet dealerships and take delivery or place an order? How far out are we?
Yeah, so I don't know exactly as far as the order side of things. As far as vehicles being in showrooms, we're talking this fall. I would expect September timeframe that we'll have vehicles, so we're looking forward to that.
Well, I'm looking forward to getting over to the Chevrolet display a little later on this afternoon and checking the Spark out. I've been here doing interviews pretty nonstop all day yesterday, so I look forward to checking out the all-new Spark, and I thank Chris Wynn, the lead development engineer on the all-new Spark, for telling us all about it. Thanks again, Chris, and we look forward to chatting with you on air again down the road.
Sounds great. Thanks, Bob.
We'll take a time out, and then more from New York.
Chances are you'll find somewhere on your road tonight. Seems I always end up driving by.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing. But for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
The name of the program is Auto World. My name is Bob Long. We're in New York City for all the big news, all the great unveils, and we have a wonderful story to tell you about right now with the president of the Lincoln Motor Company. It's my pleasure to welcome Kumar Galhotra to Auto World. Kumar, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you very much for having me, Bob. Great to be here.
Well, big news here. I'm very excited about the return of an iconic name. The Lincoln Continental is back in concept form, and it's going to go into production. Tell our listeners all across North America about this new product.
You know, Bob, we've been on a journey to rejuvenate the Lincoln brand in North America, and we started that journey with the launch of our sedan MKZ a couple of years ago, and at that time we promised we would have four vehicles by end of 2016. So since then we've launched the MKC, which is doing very well in the marketplace, and then we launched the MKX in the Detroit Auto Show, and the fourth product in that journey of four products is the new large sedan, which is, as you said, the new Continental. And we're showing a concept here at New York Auto Show. We are going to go into production with the car that will be called Continental next year. And what you see here, it's a fantastic car, and the real production car, this is a very strong hint at what the real production is going to look like.
I haven't seen it yet myself. I've seen some renderings online. Tell our listeners around North America a little bit about the look of the vehicle. Kind of give us a little verbal walk around.
So, Bob, we have been studying, as always, the luxury market very carefully. And you can design luxury cars in a couple of different ways. You can design a very aggressively beautiful car, or you can design a very elegantly beautiful car. So I would say the Lincoln Continental Concept is very elegantly beautiful. And it's designed with the luxury customer in mind, understanding the luxury customer on how they interact with their vehicles, what is it that they expect from their vehicles, how do they experience the vehicle. That's really critical to us. So we've been observing that very, very carefully, and it's that kind of insight that informs us how to serve these customers. So let me give you a few examples. You know, as you're walking up to the car, how should the luxury customer experience that car, right? It kind of wakes up. The LED lights go on. It's got these gorgeous LED lights. It knows that the customer is approaching because the customer's got a key in his pocket. And one of the very first interactions the customer has with the car is the door handle. So what if the door handle wasn't this utilitarian device? What if you didn't have to yank on it to unlatch the door? It opens with just a gentle touch. What if the door handle actually enhances the beauty of the car? You know, door handles and door pockets generally disrupt surfaces. So we've designed this car with door handles that just tuck in inside the beltline, and the body side and the doors are this beautiful, smooth, sensuous lines. What if you never had to slam the door shut? You know, the door just kind of quietly cinches itself shut. So we're calling the Lincoln Continental Concept the future of quiet luxury, because a lot of our customers are looking for a sense of serenity, a sense of sanctuary inside the vehicle. So once you get in the vehicle, what if the seat was more than just a place to sit on? It kept you warm in the winter, cool in the summer, had a massage function for long drives. And one really interesting thing is, you know, all of us, when we drive, we rest our right leg at a different angle than the left leg. But the seat cushion is always at the same angle. What if the seat cushion and the supports were so flexible, so customizable, that they could support each leg at a perfect angle? And that's what we do with this car. So a lot of attention to detail, a lot of attention to what our customers' daily day is like, and how do we help them out at each part of their day, help remove some of these stresses.
It sounds absolutely wonderful. Lincoln has always been on the forefront of design. Many of our younger listeners don't realize that, but going back in Lincoln history, there have been some absolutely gorgeous vehicles. And in recent times, I know when I was in Detroit, I had the opportunity to sample the MKC during the North American International Auto Show, and absolutely loved the experience, and was particularly impressed with the interior. And that's something that you guys do so, so well. Tell us a little bit more about the choice of materials and the interior look of this upcoming Lincoln Continental.
So we had a lot of fun with interior in this vehicle. Some really high-end materials. We used chrome just in a very beautiful, elegant way. The leather is phenomenal, soft leather. The carpets are shearling wool, and you have to see it to believe it. And it's just one of the best carpets you'll ever see in an automobile or not. The rear seat has a ton of legroom and has all kinds of amenities, especially for the Chinese market, because that's a chauffeured market, and a lot of Chinese customers sit in the back. It's got technologies, again, that help out our customers as they're going about their daily lives. For example, we also have a great parking assist system where you simply, you know, push a button and the car helps you parallel park itself. And after we launched it, a lot of customers said, hey, I just have equal amount of difficulty getting out of tight parking spots. So we enhanced the technology. Now you can push the button, take your hands off the wheel. You still control the gas pedal and the brake pedal, but the car safely, gently pulls you out of a tight spot. So packed with technologies that continue to enhance your experience throughout the day.
Excellent. Sounds wonderful. Tell us a little bit about connectivity and infotainment. This is something that's always on the minds of my listeners. I get a lot of emails. You guys have always had a wonderful sound system. Your collaboration with Lucas, will that continue in this vehicle?
So in this vehicle, we recently signed a 10-year exclusive deal with Revel. Now, Revel is the highest-end sound system produced by Harman. And Lincoln is the only car company that's going to have that system. It is an absolutely phenomenal system. They've got two or three very, very important technologies. As you know, a lot of us have grown up with MP3s, and that's compressed music, and you lose parts of the music as you compress it so that, you know, the downloads are easier and stuff. Revel's got technology that actually fills in those gaps. It kind of decompresses the music and fills in the gaps so that you hear the music that was of original intent when the artist was recording it, which sounds absolutely phenomenal. We have a demo at our stand, so I would request you come over and please have a listen. It's a phenomenal system. And then it's customizable. You know, there's a normal stereo mode that we're all used to, but there's an audience mode which tailors the sound to and makes you feel like you were sitting in the best seat in the auditorium. And my favorite is another setting where you actually feel like you've been transported onto the stage. So you're sitting in the middle of the orchestra or you're sitting in the middle of the band. So it is an experience worth having. And we're going to launch that in the MKX. And that sound system is also available in this concept car.
Can't wait to check it out. I'm an audiophile, and you're so correct that MP3s definitely do the degradation of audio. So it's great to see a manufacturer embracing technology that's going to bring music back to its full luster. Again, congratulations. Thank you so much for joining us here in New York, and we look forward to following up with you on the Continental and other Lincoln stories in the months to come.
Thank you very much, Bob. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a pit stop, and then more of Auto World continues on great radio stations across North America.
I was cruising in my Stingray late one night.
From the shackles of corporate America, we're the place for independent thinkers. GCN.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
30dayfoodsupply.com has a special offer just for GCN listeners. Mention GCN when you order, and we'll send you a free bag of Oregon Trail Foods' new vegan burger, a $9 value, with your order of our 30-day food supply, still only $99. In addition, with every six-month supply purchased, mention GCN and receive a free Life Straw water filter. Our vegetarian meals are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, and they're packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar bags. Oregon Trail Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying directly from the producers in Oregon and then passing the savings on to you. Call 800-700-2184 and remember, only $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. This is a limited time offer, so order today. Visit the website 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 800-700-2184. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com at 800-700-2184.
You pick up the receiver with your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead. You finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you. You.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason! Going once. Twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait, no!
Interact with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us as we bring you extensive coverage of the 2015 New York International Auto Show. It's the oldest auto show in the country, and I just learned earlier today the most attended. And joining us right now is a gentleman I always love having on air, whether it's via phone from the LeMay Museum, America Car Museum, or in person here at the New York International Auto Show. Here he is, the man himself, the president and CEO of the LeMay Museum, America's Car Museum, David Madera. David, how you doing?
Great to see you. It's always better in person, Bob. Thanks for having us back. It's got to be a decade now.
You're right, absolutely. Time flies, and you guys have had a presence here in New York, and for 2015, the presence used to be just during press days, but now you've expanded significantly.
Yes, we have. They've given us a great spot, you know, right out there on the main level, and they wanted us to stay for the consumers through the whole show because they said they get asked all the time, why aren't we there? So we're staying.
That's fantastic. I was down near your display area a little bit early this morning, but didn't really get a chance to look. I'll be doing that tomorrow. Give us a sample of some of the exquisite vehicles that you have brought along for 2015.
Well, as you know, unless we do a special theme that they ask us to do, we try to be pretty broad to typify the American experience with the automobile. People love different things, different genres, different ages. So we've got a Jesse James, you know, Harley Davidson custom bike, which we've never done anything like that before, and it's spectacular. And we've got the Betty Grable 1940s. I can't remember the year. Chevy Woody Wagon, you know, and taking us back to Hollywood. And we've got a 1970 Chevelle SS muscle car, you know, which is my era and your era, you know, the 60s and brawny muscular cars like that. We've got some rare cars. We've got a couple of old Hudson convertibles, which, you know, most people haven't seen. So there's a good range of stuff.
And it's such a great education for younger folks, and we're always trying to get younger folks interested in automobiles, interested in the classic car hobby, because there are so many cool older vehicles and brands and models that many people are not aware of.
Exactly right. You know, the number is somewhere north of 2,000 manufacturers over time in this country. Back in the early days, of course, they were just, you know, company after company after company, and they went out of business, of course. We think of the big three in America, you know, from the 50s, 60s, but the number was over 2,000.
Isn't that remarkable? And there were parts of the country that were really, in addition to Detroit, to other places like Auburn, Indiana. I mean, it was a real automotive manufacturer hotspot.
Absolutely. Indiana had, you know, Duesenberg was out of Indiana, and Auburn was out of Indiana, and Cord was out of Indiana, and I'm not sure what else, but, and they still have plants there today. Chrysler's still in Indiana today, and I'm not sure who all, but you're right, not just Detroit. And now, of course, in the South, you know, lots of manufacturing of American and foreign automobiles in the southern part of the country now.
It's truly become a global automotive marketplace, and it's interesting to take a step back and look at the early days of Rolls-Royce. There was a brief period where Rolls-Royces were manufactured not only over in the United Kingdom, but also in Massachusetts. And that's another little fact that lots of folks are not aware of.
We actually have one of those called the Springfield Rolls, you know, and it's funny because it's a right-hand drive. So, I mean, it was made like the British car was made, but it was made in Springfield. And it only lasted a couple of years because people thought, hey, if I want a Rolls-Royce, I want a Rolls-Royce. And somehow they didn't believe it was a Rolls-Royce made here.
For those of our listeners who may not be familiar with the LeMay America's Car Museum, you guys have an absolutely beautiful facility. I haven't been there yet myself. One of these days, we're definitely going to do a broadcast from there. But just visually, it's a striking building, and you sit on a lot of acreage.
We do. We're on about 10 acres, and it's the largest automotive museum in North America. It's a four-story facility, very modern, very automotive, big space. The main gallery is the size of a football field, so we can have a lot of fun in there and change things up. And then it's built like a big road, about half a mile of road, traveling around this building all the way down four stories, taking you to the different levels and with exhibits all the way, which we change out all the time. And then we do a lot of car events on that field and drive-in movie nights and concert nights, and, you know, we just make it a place to come and have fun.
A real destination, and again, kind of making it family-oriented.
Without a doubt. And we've had visitors now from over 40 countries, all 50 states, and it is family-oriented. We have a kids' zone, you know, with lighting, with slot cars and simulators and, you know, Pinewood Derby and all kinds of stuff, and families. I love seeing grandpas come in there with little kids and playing. It's fantastic.
Brilliant. That sounds wonderful. Tell us about some of the exhibits that are going on as we speak. What are some of the hot ones?
Right now, interestingly enough, we opened in January one on the F-Series truck, the Ford Series back to 1948. And people say trucks. Well, it's the F-Series is the largest produced vehicle of all time, and it's getting a tremendous response. We're going to have a muscle car mania through the summer months, so people really need to come out for that. The 60s, you know, Mustang, Camaro, Firebird, you know, all the AMC stuff. There's a Route 66 exhibition that runs for about 2 years, but that we changed the themes up in that one. So right now it's all station wagons, and you think about road trips, you know, and the family station wagon. So that's going on there now. And we hope in the fall to do one called Arsenal of Democracy, which is about the fact that the Big Three really won the war, World War II. You know, they overwhelmed the Germans and the Japanese with their manufacturing might. put it behind our military. So we're going to tell that story.
And it needs to be told. My dad was in World War II, and again, the younger generations, for whatever reason today, don't learn a lot of this stuff, but you're absolutely right. I mean, all the domestic car manufacturers shut down their production lines and started building military vehicles, and I think that's a great service that you're doing for young folks.
Thanks. I think it's going to be an exciting exhibition and have a long run.
Let's talk about Mr. LeMay. Just to back it up, the LeMay family, he was a huge car collector. Tell us a little bit about how the museum became what it is today. What started as a kind of an idea many years ago really has blossomed in a very short span of time. The LeMay Museum hasn't been around that long, but here you are with, in my opinion, one of the best car museums in the entire world.
Thank you. Thank you, Bob. Well, Harold is, speaking of World War II, this is a guy who, grew up just, in rather humble circumstances, went off, fought in the Navy, came back, didn't know what to do with his life. He got a pickup truck, he started hauling trash, and he turned it into one of the largest trash and recycling businesses in the country, probably in the top 10, focused out in the Northwest. And during the course of that, he got a lot of junk cars, and then he began to pay attention to cars, and he used to give his drivers money and say, you find me a good car and I'll give you a spiff. And then as he got older, the last 25 years of his life, when he had money and he loved to travel, he loved to do what we were talking about. He loved to get in a car and drive America. And he'd stop at Barnes and, he'd see a sale going on. He'd buy 5 cars here, buy 10 cars here, and on average, he bought 5 cars a week for 25 years. So he had over 3,000 cars, and they ranged from junk to beautiful million-dollar automobiles. And he just loved it all. So he wasn't a true collector. He was a gatherer. But the beauty of it was that he got 100 years of America's automotive experience, and he got the cars and the trucks and the motorcycles that we can relate to in our everyday life, not just the high-end stuff that only a few people know. And it's really that distinguishes us from highfalutin car museums, which are fine, but when you come, you find your experience with the car rather than the collector's experience. And, we honor the collector's experience and what Harold collected, but we want you to come and say, God, that reminds me of the family road trip. God, that reminds me of necking in the back seat. That reminds me of going to the beach. And that's what it's all about.
That is definitely what it's all about. For those of our listeners who would like more information, David, why don't we make sure and give out the website and social media stuff for the LeMay, as well as the hours. And you guys don't close many days out of the year.
No, we don't. We close on Christmas, and that might be it. I think that is the only day we close. And you'll be the first to know on air here that today we launched our new website, and it's an easy one. It's www.americascarmuseum.org. And we just want that in everybody's head. This is about America. And the LeMays are still there, the Wings are still there and all that, but it's an easy one to remember. America's Car Museum.
Fantastic. americascarmuseum.org. That's the destination. He is David LeMay, the CEO and president of America's Car Museum, the LeMay. Check out americascarmuseum.org. I'm Bob Long. This is Auto.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, I keep hearing from the government that, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS-80, Guns80.com.
Attention! Do you owe money to the IRS or have years of unfiled returns? Are you being audited or receiving threatening letters? If the answer is yes, you need help. The IRS can seize your property and assets, impose fines and penalties, garnish your wages, and even go after your bank account. Don't take on the IRS by yourself. Don't let the IRS destroy your life. Take action now. Call our team of experts for a free and confidential initial evaluation. We've helped thousands resolve their tax problems. Let us help you. 800-261-7073. 800-261-7073.
You've heard them on Alex Jones. You've seen them on Ancient Aliens. Now come see them live at Contact in the Desert 2015 in Joshua Tree this May. Experience four full days of science-centered lectures, workshops, intensives, and fieldwork on ancient astronauts, extraterrestrial intelligence, human origins, crop circles, contact experiences, UFO sightings, and more. Meet Chariots of the Gods author Eric von Daniken, Ancient Aliens host Giorgio A. Tsokalos, New York Times best-selling author David Wilcock, Dead Doctors Don't Lie author Dr. Joel Wallach, astronauts Edgar Mitchell and Story Musgrave, Earth Files publisher Linda Moulton Howe, author Jim Mars, and many of the world's most respected researchers and scientists exploring answers to one of the greatest questions of all time. More speakers, more panels, more things to do. Join us at the Joshua Tree Retreat Center, which has a long history of sightings and contact experiences. For advanced tickets and conference schedule, go to contactinthedesert.com. That is contactinthedesert.com.